May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. On Friday, I lost a dear friend. We'd been practically connected since 2007. Almost inseparable, you could say. Right here. No, actually, more it was like right here, I guess. You see, that dear friend was my scapular. My poor, poor scapular reached its end. I received this scapular probably 18 years ago when I was working with the high school students as the parochial vicar in Great Bend. I mean, what piece of clothing can you wear almost every day of your life for 18 years? But it's done. You know, there are elements of our faith that everyone can see, and there are elements of our faith that no one can see. And St. Paul helps us to understand that the exterior without the interior can be shallow or even false. But the interior should also lead to the exterior. So in his whole letter to the Galatians, St. Paul is wrestling with how it is that we are saved. Now, you and I talked about the fruits of the Holy Spirit about a month ago, which is from Galatians. But the reading today is from the very end of the letter. And he says today that neither circumcision nor uncircumcision mean anything. And he's not talking just about the act itself, but rather the entire lifestyle of the laws of the Old Testament, circumcision, or the entire lifestyle of the pagan culture, uncircumcision. And he says those two don't mean anything. What matters most is to be a new creation in Christ. To have life in Christ. In other words, those external expressions are of no value if they're not matched by an internal conviction or conversion. And yet, St. Paul himself doesn't shy away from a visible expression. His very next words, "I bear the marks of Jesus on my body." Now, scholars debate what he was referring to. Maybe he had wounds or scars from his own suffering. We don't know. But something about his faith was visible, and he was proud of that. It's as though St. Paul was straddling this line between external manifestation and internal conversion. And so I ask, are there visible indications of the Catholic faith in your life? If someone saw you who didn't know you, would they know that you are a new creation in Christ? I think there are two kind of obvious reasons why we wear something or have something to mark our faith. To remind us of who we are and how we should live, and to give witness to others of who we are. So my question is God maybe calling you to some kind of visible witness of your faith? Now, obviously, my experience is going to be different from someone else's. You know, kids ask me all the time, "So, Father, why do you wear those clothes everywhere you go?" And I think of those same two reasons. It reminds me who I am and how I should live, and it gives a visible witness. If a priest is wearing clerics all the time, you hope he's less likely to be a jerk when he's driving, or go to a party he shouldn't go to, or use language that he shouldn't use. It reminds me who I am and how I should live. But I also wear clerics to give witness. I couldn't tell you how many confessions I've heard in an airport. It's incredible. So I challenge you to consider just one visible expression, which of course could be far more than clothing. If you don't have something yet, just pick one thing. No, Ash Wednesday does not count. Yes, it does those two things. It reminds you how to live and it gives witness. But I'm talking about something that lasts longer than the next time you take a shower. But what if you were to put a statue of the Blessed Mother in your front yard? Or hang the rosary from your rearview mirror of your car and use it? I'm amazed when I'm in other cities and I see license plates from the cathedral in other cities. I know many of you wear a crucifix around your neck. I mean, a cross is beautiful, but a crucifix with the body on it says even more about our Catholic faith. You know, the world of Catholic clothing has really stepped up its game in the last 10 years. You know, if your closet or your kid's closet is a tribute to the vacation you took last summer or the team that you cheer for in the fall, maybe it should include at least one thing about our faith in it. With every one of those options, and there are so many more, there are those two purposes. It reminds me who I am and how I should live, and it gives witness to others. Now, granted, I mean, wearing a scapular is actually more about the first than the second. I mean, most people didn't even know I had a scapular for the last 18 years, because it's underneath your clothes. But it reminded me who I am and who I belong to. So please don't go out and buy me another scapular. I already had one because I knew this one was hanging on by a thread, literally. So I'm already wearing it today. But consider what the exterior and the interior should be for you. What the visible and the invisible should be for you. Because ideally, both will lead us to boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.